KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. A wonderful little movie called The Fits opens on an 11-year-old doing sit-ups, 25 in all, hands clasped behind her head, radiant face to the camera. Her name is Toni. She's played by a dazzling youngster named Royalty Hightower. And the shot goes on for almost a minute, introducing a movie that could be really boring or something special. In fact, this feature by Anna Rose Holmer is so special that words can't do it justice, and for good reason. Movement is its subject. Eager kids with fantastic moves and the urge to dance make up its cast. All ups with no downs. It's a motion picture in the truest sense of the term. I've never seen anything quite like it, and I loved every one of its 72 minutes. Most of the action takes place at a Cincinnati community center where Toni is learning to box. She takes her lessons seriously, that is to say joyously, but she's enchanted by what she sees going on in an adjacent room of the gym, older girls, members of a dance team, practicing routines that are all ablaze with athleticism, sexuality, ritualized aggressiveness, and shared dreams of exotic beauty. The plot, such as it is, grows out of Toni's desire to belong, then to excel, and then, with her fast-twitch mind and her faster-twitch muscles, to define who she is in the fervent moment. There's also a subplot that gives the film its title. Some of the girls are beset by mysterious tics and swoons. They call them fits. They look like epileptic seizures, but they're probably some kind of group hysteria, a contagious need to solidify membership in the group. I didn't take all of that as seriously as it may have been intended. To tell the truth, I'm glad I saw the film before I read about the filmmaker's intentions. That's not meant as a knock. Anna Rose Holmer is a committed artist with a formidable command of aesthetic principles and cinema technique. It's just that, happily, she's kept all of that stuff to herself. What's on the screen is so pure and simple that it looks like life caught on the fly. And life with the gift of flight. Girls leap, whirl, or twirl in almost every scene. Toni gets to levitate in a slow-mo sequence of magic realism, but even at rest, she seems poised for motion. At one point, she hesitates during a saunter through a locker room. She reminded me of Sid Charisse in The Bandwagon, pausing before her first ballet move with Fred Astaire in Central Park. Toni doesn't have an Astaire, and it's time to note that she's black, like all the other girls in the film, and that the filmmaker is white. But color doesn't matter here. The Fits transcends race and ethnicity, just as it transcends gravity. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.